This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to be part of the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up. This is your Tech Talk Tip for Thoughtful Throwback Thursday, 10/19/17. When is the last time you negotiated your cable contract? If you still have it, if you haven't cut the cable, my question to you is, are you paying too much on a monthly basis for the services you currently get? And are the services you currently get the ones you actually need? You need to check into it, because I can tell you, every cable company, whether it's Comcast, Verizon, or whoever you have in your local area, has what's called a customer retention team. They pay a bunch of people to look at your contract and offer you the lowest possible rate you could ever get with their company, because they want to keep you as a customer, especially if you're a longtime customer, which I am. With my company, I've been with my company for so many years, and I always go to them and I say, listen, I'm getting these competitive offers from other companies, and I want to make sure that I stay with you because I'm loyal to you. I like what you offer, but I'll tell you what, I can't continue to pay much more than what I'm paying, and when I'm offered a much lower price from a competitor, I have to look at it. And I say, what can you do for me? What are the services that you can offer me that I can get, you know, reduced? You know, I need a certain speed of internet. I need, you know, certain channels that I watch. But, you know, I don't watch that much TV anymore. And, you know, I do have a triple play with you. So I have a phone line with you as well. So what can you do? I'm paying rental fees, whatever. So I was able to renegotiate my contract, which I had renegotiated about 5 to 6 months ago, down an extra $25+ a month. That's a $300 a year savings. And that's something you may be able to do if you haven't done it yourself. Now, some people are reluctant. Some people are shy. Some people don't want to talk and stay firm with their request. But if you do it, there's a good opportunity for you to save a ton of money. And these companies are looking to keep you as a customer, because I'll tell you what, people are cutting the cable left and right. And I've done some segments on that concept as well. So I'd like to hear from you. Are you paying the lowest rate? Have you called lately? And if you were able to get a lower rate, I'd love to hear from you. It's Thoughtful Thursday. Go out and make it a great one.
Hey, Avi, it's Bert Todd, long time no speak. Wanted to talk about whether or not Anchor is having an adverse effect on your personal relationships. And I can't say that it has directly, but when we were in the Netherlands, and I was sitting out on the front porch of my father-in-law's house where we were staying, and I was playing with Anchor, my wife came outside and heard me talking on Anchor, and so I finished my segment, and she said, so are you talking to your radio girlfriends? And I said, oh, it's just Anchor. I'm just talking, you know, like I do on Anchor. And it's not, I don't have girlfriends on Anchor. She said, oh, okay. But she's not the jealous type, my wife, that is. Not my Anchor girlfriends. I don't have Anchor girlfriends. But anyway, it hasn't affected my personal life that I'm aware of, but I see the potential, so I think everyone should be careful that you don't get too involved and then ignore your significant other, because that's not good. I don't think I did that, but it was kind of, it was funny, but not funny. You know what I mean? Okay, take care, man.
Rear Todd, thank you for that. And you know what? Many a serious comment is placed in a jestful remark because, you know, the thought is crossing her mind. She's saying, hey, Todd's spending some time on this anchor app. He's talking to people. He's talking to females. And there's a potential to spark something up. You know, put yourself in another position. You're in a coffee shop or in a restaurant, and you spark up a conversation with some others and don't include her as part of that process. What would the viewpoint be? What would the thought process be in someone who cares about you? Would they not want to be included in that whole scenario? Wouldn't they want to be introduced? Wouldn't they want to be part of the conversation? Or would they wonder, hey, why aren't I included? There's a thought. You know, think about it, my friend. Think about it.
Calling up, in my case, Xfinity or Comcast, and negotiating my bill with them. You know, guys, I love the speed you give me, but the price needs to change. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm a student, I'm a mom, but I've been on your service for this many years, and again, I love you guys, your service, your customer service, and your signal service and everything, and I'm selling the continuing relationship I have with you. If I'm negotiating my bill, that's all you're doing if you're shy. You're selling a relationship continuing onward back to the company, and because you talk about a lot about relationships and you make some good points, and it kind of got me to think about negotiating your cable bill.
That's exactly right, Jessica. It's all about the relationship, and businesses that don't recognize that they have a valuable relationship with an existing customer. You see, it's always frustrated me terribly that businesses look to acquire new customers without spending as much time and effort retaining their existing customers. And what they wind up doing is giving the best price to a brand new customer, which is absolutely ridiculous. I always felt that it should be the reverse. The longer you're with a company, the loyalty bonus is that you get the lower price. And you have VIP status with a company. After 5 years, you should get a special price, right? But they don't look at it like that. You know, they have millions of customers, right? But they risk losing them to the competition who's offering them a much cheaper price. It never, ever made logical sense to me. And when I raised this argument with the actual representatives, they say, you're absolutely right. We feel the same way. The company doesn't offer that as an option, but you're right. This is what we should do. So companies that are wise, that value relationship, understand that, and they take advantage of it. And unfortunately, they reserve it for the customer retention department, which is kind of sad, right? Thanks for calling in, Jessica.
All you need is anchoring girlfriends. Rear Todd is right, it's a dangerous thing. All you need is anchoring girlfriends.
I can see the potential of anchor having some kind of effect on a relationship, but I just asked my husband and he said he doesn't mind, except when I have to shush him because I'm singing a song or doing a segment, and he's like, well, fine then. I'll take myself off to my computer room and play computer games. It's such a harsh, harsh sentence.
Dr. New, you see, that's the way it starts. It begins to create separation, alienation. They don't feel a part of what you're doing. I did it to my quote X at this point, because You know, she felt totally alienated, didn't understand my approach, didn't understand why I would spend so much time with strangers on the internet through a app that just didn't make sense to her, and it didn't equate. So it became a very serious issue, part of others. But the bottom line is, it can become something more serious, and it starts off with a, you know, mild comment, hey, why are you shutting me out? Why are you shutting me up? And then it becomes more, hey, why are you doing it so often? And then it becomes, hey, how much time do I actually get to spend with my wife, you see, or girlfriend? And that becomes an issue. So there has to be proper moderation and proper understanding and communication between the parties so that they fully appreciate what each other's needs are. And you can't shut anybody out that's important to you. It's very important. Believe me. Believe me.
Hey, Avi, I have a question. If you get a chance, when you're adding music to your station, is there any way you can differentiate between Spotify and Apple Music? Because I have a Spotify account, and I can play the whole song, but I don't have an Apple Music account. So I just have to guess which songs are from Spotify and which are from Apple, unless you know of a better way. So I don't have to delete them and try to find the ones from Spotify if I want the whole song to play. Yeah. Thanks.
You know, Ray, that's an interesting issue. I haven't found a way to differentiate, but I always thought that if you're connected to one or the other, you will still be able to play the entire song. And you're saying if it comes from Apple Music, or you're assuming it's coming from Apple Music because you're connected to Spotify and you can't play the entire song when it does come from Apple. That's an interesting prospect. I haven't run across that. I when I'm connected to Spotify, I'm able to play the entire song, although I rarely do it because I just don't have the time when I'm surfing different stations when I have the opportunity. If I wanted to listen to the whole song, I don't normally do it that way. But it's interesting, you know, I would pose that question to Maya. She'd have a better answer, a better grasp on how they program that. But yeah, that's a good one. I'd like to hear the answer once you find out. Thanks, man. Hey, Ray, I had another thought. This is one way you can guarantee that you can get Spotify Music into Anchor, and that is to share a playlist. So first you need to go in your Spotify app, create a playlist of the music that you want to offer up into Anchor. Then when you want to share a piece of music, go into your Spotify playlist and pull up those particular tunes. You guarantee then that you're getting them from Spotify. How's that for a solution? I think that might just be the answer, my friend. Check it out. That's a new feature that Anchor has offered in the latest releases. So you now have the opportunity to share Apple and Spotify playlists, whatever one you're connected to. You create the playlist, put the music in, and you can share individual tunes from your playlist. Check it out. See if that works for you.